Avasti Swats, 'tis time for episode 36 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half-hour program of mad music and silly stuff, brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's largest comedy music website, and I be your host, old retired pirate bastard Commodore Stavros. Every now and again, I turn up to play the strangest and most amusing recordings. Of course, on these podcasts, only Creative Commons-friendly songs can be played, as well as other things on which the rights have expired and become public domain. This week, Bounce, we're bouncing now, that's what we're doing! A show about... oh yes, that's right. Mad music podcasts no longer have themes, do they? I made it that way so they'd be easier to put together. And it worked. More or less. With no themes, I can name the shows whatever comes to mind. This week's title comes from Grand Theft Auto V, in which there's a snippet where Michael DeSantis exchanges lots of naughty, naughty words with his snotty-ass kid. Instead of themes, I added the old Bart Corner feature. That time in the middle of the show when I get some use out of all those public domain songs we have in the archive. Seems only Dr. Demento and I seek out these songs to play regularly. Hopefully they're an amusing break from what usually gets heard in a comedy music type show. Well, enough of all that. Time to get on with it. I know I play this first one a lot, but it's still a favorite of mine. Here's the original version.
In the vast and frozen country of the free and the brave, where the women smell of moose fat and the men never shave, where swinging battle axes are what cause the winds to blow, and the swift defenestration is just how we say hello. We warriors of virtue, battle hardened and austere, humiliate all challengers with punishment severe. We'll chop you up and use your tongue to scrub our cattle stalls. We're needlessly sadistic brutes, or so we have been called.
We are the Vikings.
Terrible as in huge and frightening, not terrible as in he's not good at anything. I mean, he's good at being huge and frightening.
Get on with it!
Okay, well, he drank from a boiling hot spring upon the fjord, and then proceeded to urinate in the sacred white snows of Svalbard. From those golden snow crystals emerged the warriors we know today as the...
Hey, what's going on here? Dear sir, quit screwing around with our legends or else face repercussions. Repercussions? What do they mean by repercussions? Oh. Okay, let's just skip to the third verse then.
One, two, three!
On a standard Friday evening when there isn't much to do, we put on some Marvin Gaye and do it dressed as caribou. Then we all have apple teenies and we braid each other's hair. It's an ancient proud tradition like our sexy underwear.
We are the Vikings!
The punch at every party will be spiking. We are a mighty army to be feared. Though we may dress a little.
Vikings.
We wrestle in the nude, it looks quite striking. Through history
Dreamy little droid kind of looks like a salt shaker. Can't really talk, but he beeps like a wiseacre. Little piece of junk who steals every scene from the swamps of Dagobah to the sands of Tatooine. Some people think he's cute, but I think he's a creep. He can open every door, he can always have a peep. That's worse than Superman's X-ray vision. Cause no matter what the codes, R2-D2 has permission to raid your bank account or take pictures of your wife and post them on your Facebook, and that isn't right. He can screw up Idol, he can screw up The Voice, and damn it, that's supposed to be people's choice. He can mess with an election, he can always get his way. That's what happened in Florida in Y2K. And I think that's terrible, evil and deplorable, but everyone thinks he's cute. Yeah, the girls think he's adorable. F*** you, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You're as attractive to me as Pelosi in a see-through, so f*** you, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
I'll take you to the airport and send you to Puerto Rico. You, R2-D2.
You, R2-D2.
He could solve global warming, but he just makes it worse. And he sucks at rhyming, and he sucks at free verse. He comes drunk to a party, and he'll never ever leave. He's got real bad breath for a dude who doesn't breathe. He likes showing crappy holograms for everyone to see. But some of those holograms aren't exactly rated G. Like the time the Emperor had his way with Darth Vader, the droid put that on YouTube a day later. And I didn't need to see Vader on his knees, using the Force to its logical extreme. But even that wouldn't have been offensive to me. But everyone knows holograms are 3D. Ah, my eyes! I'm in permanent cringe. Thanks, you little bastard. Now my retinas are singed. I can't unremember what you just made me see. 3PO, how could you let him do this to me? You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You ruined my life and ended my libido, so you R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
Should have left you in the swamp or mailed you to Escondido. You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
Ugh, that last rhyme was bad. See what you made me do? Some might say I'm totally wrong. They say R2 is fine, this is a terrible song. They can think what they want, but did they ever consider he could have blown up the Death Star on his own, the little shitter? While we were risking the lives of all those good guys, he could have phoned in a code and de-imperialized the whole galaxy without lifting a digit. But he didn't, cause he's a malicious little midget. You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
My stupid smartphone has this dream to be you, so you R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
There must be a way to control all delete you. You R2-D2.
You R2-D2.
Stuff again. He's wearing my brand new hat. I went and told Mom she didn't do nothing well. Poop on that. My stupid older sister got a baseball glove and a brand new aluminum bat. I got a dictionary made for Scrabble. Well, poop on that. Poop on that. Poop on that. Sister wanted a cat. Well, guess what happened? I'm cleaning the litter box. Poop on that. My stupid old teacher gave me so much homework, cause I put some gum where he sat. It took me 10 hours, and then the cat ate it. Well, poop on that. Poop on that. Poop on that. Well, poop. Say that I'm too fat. And then his mom took them to 31 flavors. Well, poop on that. Grandma came by for a little visit. She was bossing me in no time flat. And now she says she's staying all summer.
Summer, the love of July.
How will I endure?
Come kiss Grandma!
Poop on that, poop on that, poop on that, well, poop, poop, poop on that.
I'm starting to get the feeling that this show is beginning to move toward proof that I can actually make a Mad Music podcast without any profanity. Poop on that. Yes, Poop on That by Girl Band from 2001 and their album Hey Hey Howdy. It's available in our music store, as are most of the songs in this week's show. F-U-R-2-D-2 by Steve Goody, originally from 2012. This rehashing is new for this year. And we started with We Are the Vikings by Kobe LaCroix from 2010. As always, defenestration. It's the act of throwing someone out a window, just in case you were wondering. It's from the Fump Volume 24.
And now, Old Fart Corner, a musical trip back to the good old days. Ha-cha! 23 Skidoo! Hi!
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason. The season opened last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there, and I'm going too. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed Stellas light their fellas, Panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba. Take a friend's advice. Drinking in a cellar isn't nice. Anybody who has got the price should be a Cuban. Have you been longing for the smile that you haven't had for quite a while? If you have, then follow me and I'll show the way. Come on along to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed Stellas light their fellas, Panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Don't you feel my leg, 'cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg. Don't you buy no ride, don't you buy no ride, 'cause if you buy some ride, you're gonna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. So don't you make me high. said you'd take me out and treat me fine. But I know there's something you got on your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my lace? Don't you feel my lace? 'Cause if you feel my lace, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my lace.
Something for a wedding present. Every time I go anywhere, I bring Nancy something as a peace offering. At least that's what the neighbors call it. So I got her all the good music there was in the world, yes, sir. I bought her a Victor Vic Crowley. Well, I wish you could have seen Nancy when I brought it home. We shot it up in the setting room. We would have shot it in the parlor, only Nancy said all the neighbors would be coming in to hear it, and she wasn't going to have them cracking mud all over her new ingrain carpet. Gosh, we couldn't hardly wait till supper was over to set it to playing, and I don't think either one of us ate very much. I was anxious to get it to going. I helped Nancy wash the dishes. I asked Nancy if I hadn't better call in the neighbors, but she said no. Just shot it to playing, and human nature will do the rest. I put on turkey in the straw, and it hadn't more than got to going right good when Jim Lawson come in. He said he'd come over to see what I thought about the coming election, and then he asked me what other tunes it would play. Well, in less than no time, all Punkin Center was at our house. I think Deacon Witherspoon would have danced a jig if I hadn't put on Sweet Hour of Prayer. It played some grand opery music that Hank Weaver said was just as good as a trip to Europe. It played Silver Threads Among the Gold, and it had the women folks pretty nigh crying. It sounded so sad and pretty, I come darn near blubbering right out. We shot it up with a telephone and played jazz music, and Hickory Corners got the telephone gal to connect them with our house, and they had a dance. Well, sure, there was one record what told about our town of Punkin Center. It told about Jim Lawson and me and Nancy, Deacon Witherspoon, Cy Pettingill and Hank Weaver, Rube Hendricks, Lige Willett, and about everyone in Punkin Center. First one would laugh and then the other. It all depended who the joke was on. Cindy Lawson got madder than a wet hen when it told about her. She said whoever did the talking on that record was hard put for something to do. Gosh, I never laughed more in my life at one time. Then it played a band tune, and it was so natural. You could just see the soldiers marching, and you could hear the cannon shooting and the bugles blowing, and then it finished with a Star Spangled Banner. We all tried to sing it, and I'll be darned if any of us knowed it all the way through. Jim Lawson got as far as the dawn's early light, and he sung that 8 times. Hank Weaver said he guessed Jim knowed it was daylight by that time. Nancy says I got the Victrola for her, but she ain't had a chance to play it yet.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, four 11 gears, so you can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. Fenders were clicking, a guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as ghosts. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines and the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. We went around a corner with the tires on the sides, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip and started rocking. I look at my mirror and a red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drink and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
And that concludes our visit to Old Fart Corner this week. I hope all the old farts out there besides me enjoyed all the old fart music. We started with I'll See You in Cuba by Billy Murray from 1920. Then we had Don't You Make Me High by Blue Lou Barker from 1938. Then Uncle Josh Buys a Victrola by Cal Stewart from 1919. And we finished with one of the many versions of Hot Rod Lincoln. This particular one from 1960 by Ramsey Kearney is my favorite. So, I never got to make a Christmas show this year. My health, or the lack of it, dictates when I can make shows and when I can only stare blankly and wait for the room to stop moving. Recently, I've been afforded a modicum of lucidity again, and I can once again make shows, until said lucidity becomes murky and I need to hibernate for a few weeks. It's just as well I'm retired. With all that in mind, I'm going to get in just one Christmas song now, just because I couldn't a month or so ago.
Waste. Then Boxing Day you'll find dress, hoping that you'll find someone who digs your brontosaurus thighs. Peeking out on candy decorations is the Christmas way. The diet's toast, the year is over, start again on New Year's Day.
For gold and silver, and some for gems and jewels, but some want greater treasures, and they use their software tools. For some of us quest for knowledge, and we want it undefiled. But now and then, you get a troll who thinks he's Oscar Wilde.
Beware the wiki pirates who sail the server seas. They flaunt their fake credentials and their advanced degrees. They control the information with bullying moderation, 'cause arrogance and online swagger trump your expertise.
No matter what your sources, no matter whom you cite, he doesn't want to hear it, 'cause he knows for sure he's right. There is no compromising, no bargain or accord. He's never heard of you, or doesn't like you, or he's bored.
Beware the wiki pirates, they love to wield their clout. All day they'll argue details that no one cares about. They don't see as overreaching their demands for page deletion.
Web pages are in short supply.
And what if we run out?
Yo ho, yo ho, no one ever thought. Yo ho, in this web we'd be caught.
The wiki's meant to document the stuff the mainstream missed. Instead, we've got a pompous sot who's building up his wrist. So if you've got a subject that really interests you, beware the wiki pirates, they've got nothing else to do. Someday we'll have a knowledge base with all you want and need.
Till then we'll take cold comfort that they're likely not to breed. Beware the wiki pirates who whine at our attacks. They're only trying to help us, never mind the rules and facts. They're just honest, not unpleasant. It's not their fault that we're peasants. If we'd only see their brilliance, everybody could relax. Beware the wiki pirates, that basement-dwelling band. They regulate and obfuscate what they don't understand. The grief they give you will reduce you to trivia and minutia, and praying that you really do get banned.
Only public notoriety will get you in their library.
Be grateful they're all lost at sea. They try to delete the land.
Well, one day a father and his teenage daughter were having a terrible fight. He wanted her to wear a longer dress for the junior prom that night. She told him to get off her back and stop being so uptight. Then the world blew up and everything was all right. Well, a feuding married couple met in court one fateful day, and the husband was forced to give his ex-wife most of his future pay. Well, he began to argue that he was the victim, and then he was hauled away. Then the world blew up and everything was A-OK. Now if all life on this planet were destroyed, there'd be no one to fight, no one to cuss, no one to get annoyed. So when the trials and tribulations of life get you feeling sore, just blow up the world and you won't feel bad no more. Here, let me present you with a couple more hypothetical situations. There's a homeless man on the street today. He's a veteran of Vietnam. His cardboard sign says, "Both my legs got shot off by Uncle Sam." Well, everyone pretended not to notice him, and nobody gave a damn. Then the world blew up with a great big fat kablam. Well, the head of a large religion came to a starving, impoverished town and said, "Beware the evils of prophylactics," while wearing his crown. Then collected his check from the factory owner and vanished without a sound. Then the world blew up and finally peace was found. Well, if mankind suddenly ceases to exist, it's war and greed and killing and boy bands probably won't be missed. So if you've been screwed by capitalism and you've had it up to here, just blow up the world while drinking an ice cold beer. Oh. At the far end of a galaxy, spinning around a big ball of gas, there's an insignificant piece of rock called Earth. And there's a poor, pathetic race of people living on that rock, who've been lying and stealing and bombing each other ever since the species' birth. Anarchy! Anarchy. Sorry. Well, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and there ain't no end in sight. There's too much waste and too much crime, and too many clowns to indict, and too many folks who see everything in terms of black and white. But if the world blows up, then everything might be. Doctors aren't allowed to cure cancer.
Blow up the world!
Republicans are destroying people's lives.
Blow up the world!
Mariah Carey is staging another comeback.
Blow up the world!
I can't find my keys anywhere.
Blow up the world!
Right to lifers.
Blow up the world!
School uniforms.
Blow up the world!
Internet pop-up ads.
Blow up the world.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Blow up the world.
Racism.
Blow it up.
Cholesterol.
Blow it up.
Mosquito bites.
Blow it up.
Carrot top.
Blow it up.
Rape, war, greed, hate. What should we annihilate?
Earth. Earth. Kill, 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 kill.
Kids, don't try this at home. I'm serious. If anyone out there actually builds a bomb that big and successfully destroys all life on this planet because they hear this song, there goes my reputation as a songwriter. I repeat, do not try this at home. Go to a friend's house, do it there. Well, if all life forms were suddenly wiped out, that's one less pathetic planet that we have to worry about. So use up all those hair care products and fry this sucker tonight.
Kaboom!
Let's blow up the world and make everything all. Blow up the world and make everything all. Blow up the world and make everything all right. Yeah, blow up the world and make everything all right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Peace, we out!
I figured if I wasn't going to do any swearing in this show, I'd end it with a positive, upbeat song of some kind. And so we closed the show with Positive Upbeat Song by Tony Goldmark from 2004 in his album Rage Against the Mundane. Wiki Pirates by Tom Smith from 2007 in his album I, Tom 4.0. Smith and Legend. And we started this final set with the Christmas song I said I'd play. The North Side of the Pole, Part 2, Cardiac Time, by the Money Shot Cosmonauts from a month and a half ago, I think, maybe. And all that drags us to the end of this podcast. I'll be back with the next one when I'm feeling up to it. So be sure to get in your requests when you feel up to it. Until next time, this is Stavro Argelis reminding you to visit madmusic.com, where you can find out how to contact the artists we played this week, where to purchase your own copies of their works, and how to request songs and skits for the show. You can participate in the online forums, maintain a blog on your MadSpace page, purchase songs and albums at the MP3 store, and listen to a ludicrous number of song samples, free streaming shows, and videos. This show is copyright 2016, Mad Music Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. See you in the funny papers.
Yep. Back in my day, Michael Jackson went on dates with Brooke Shields, and he made the most fantastical music. He was the king of pop, I tells ya! In my day, Yoda was a puppet.